Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, this is an interesting topic. It's getting a lot of commentary on television and radio and talkback radio. Kids and the internet, how to navigate digital parenting. I'm not a parent. I teach in education. We encourage people to use Facebook. I have to use it at work now. Where does it all end, Michael?
Well, I think that's exactly it. It is about having those skills to navigate the digital world with kids. I'd like to welcome to the show Associate Professor Jane Burns, who's involved in this area. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. It's sort of a growing trend, isn't it?
Oh, look, there's no doubt about it. It is absolutely a growing trend, and I think it is here to stay with us. We are the last generation to know a world without technologies.
For those of us, though, with kids, you know, my kids, they've either got a mobile phone or their laptop or an eye on TV and all that. It just seems too much. And I guess as parents, we do need skills to kind of, you know, manage that and navigate ourselves through it. What are some of your top tips in terms of helping us as parents?
Look, I think parents, the most important thing you can do as a parent is to have a conversation with your kids. And the earlier you start having those conversations, the better.
When's a good time for someone, like a kid, to be exposed to, say, Facebook and things like that? Is there a good time?
Look, I don't think it's a question of when's a good time. I think good parenting is about having those conversations so that when your teenager comes home and they're, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and all of their friends are using mobile phones or using Facebook or using Twitter, that you can actually sit down and say, okay, well, let's have a think about this and what's going to be right for you. And when you start using it, how do you use it in a really responsible and sensible way? Mm. And in a way that you can have a conversation about, because the last thing you want to do is for your kids to end up being really secretive and setting up, you know, their own Facebooks that they're not telling you about, or jumping online and doing stuff that's not particularly helpful.
But a lot of parents probably don't even understand this technology, do they?
Oh, I think that's probably 80% of people would not have a clue about it. You know, and it's interesting, when you actually sit down with young people, they are educated and they are switched on and they know what they're doing and how to navigate the space. So if you flip the coin and say, okay, well, I'm going to create you as a teacher, teach me about it, tell me about what you're doing online, show me where, you know, what sites you're visiting, and that actually creates a dialogue and a conversation, and it's a really good starting point. And you can then become educated, because as we know, education is power. Mm. And for both of us, you know, for parents and for children as they transition into adolescence, it's really important to have these conversations, because you need to be up to speed.
But there are moments in life that you actually just have to say, you know, enough is enough. And I think for kids particularly, they find that very hard. You know, I know when my daughters were younger, it was the big discussion is, well, how old should they be when they get a mobile phone? You know, whereas now it's you know, Facebook and Twitter, it's just endless, isn't it?
Oh, look, I think that example is a great one, where you as a family can sit down and say, when do we want to turn our phones off, and when do we want to not be accessible, and when do we want to actually set some parameters around our sleep time? So as an example, in our family, and I've only got little kids, so we don't have these conversations yet with them, but my husband and I both say, well, we're not going to take our phones to bed, because you go to bed to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And so turn your phone off, have it in the kitchen, and that should be the rule for the whole family, and lead by example as the parents.
Hey, well, Jane, thank you very much for being on the show today. It's a really interesting topic of conversation, and one that I know will be around for many, many years as, you know, we see this new generation coming through in a digital world.
Thank you so much, Michael, for inviting me.
Fantastic. And for more information, of course, go to mindfood.com as we continue.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.